Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations stance point. With your host, Dan Rennie.
Yeah, welcome to Let's Talk. Before I begin today's show, I'd like to stop to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we broadcast from, the west end of Brisbane here. I'd also like to pay my respects to elders past and present. And thank you for listening. It's great to have your company. Well, we continue our series on Indigenous Business Month. The theme for this year is, of course, Actions Today, Impact Tomorrow. And I'm thrilled to be joined on the phone today from Dreamtime Artistry, Erica Urell. How are you going, Erica?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. It was great to connect with you mob at the Indigenous Business Expo on Friday. What a great day.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was great to actually be there and show what we're capable of, but also connecting with other people in business, other Indigenous people, and just to chat to people and hear their stories.
Yeah, just an amazing event, and bigger than it's ever been before. I guess that just goes to show that how many of our mob are doing wonderful things in the business space.
Yeah, and it's nice to know what they're doing. And, you know, I didn't realise there were so many opportunities for people to, you know, engage with other Indigenous businesses.
All right, Dreamtime Artistry, tell us about what you do and the products and services you provide.
So Dreamtime Artistry sells authentic Indigenous arts and craft. It is purely owned and operated by myself, and I'm a traditional custodian from the Gold Coast, as well as a descendant from Wollumbin. So we provide opportunities for youth, young artists, or emerging artists to put their art up in our shops and our website, so they can realise their dream of possibly creating a business from their art. And can continue to tell their stories through that. Mm. We also have provide a lot of training for our young people. We have a couple of mentors, established artists, who are more than willing to mentor our young ones. We provide workshops, free dig workshops every Saturday afternoon at Hotter. I do weaving workshops where I train some young people to come and assist me. What our purpose is actually, and it stems from my two girls who are very talented, to provide them and other youth with a place to go and create and tell their stories.
Yeah, it's deadly. Tell us your mob and your country.
I'm from the Yukonberra region. I'm in different sectors of that place, on the Malanjali or Kulmamere. I'm down for Minjimbul, and as I mentioned, from Wollumbin. I've born and bred Gold Coast in Southport. I've been on the coast all my life, still live in Southport. My mum still lives here, and we have very strong connections to community through my associations with different organisations, and also just going to everything that I can just to meet people and learn their stories.
I think that was one of the great things about Friday, not only seeing what different mob are doing in the business space, but connecting with mob you might not have been aware of, and I think that's super important for our community.
Yeah, no. When through Dreamtime Artistry, we actually want to expand so we can create more opportunities for mob. We're planning to take over a wholesaling side, which we already work in that space. So we can provide more training, more products for our young artists to work on. So it would get bigger and better and have community connect more with what we are doing. And the idea of that is too that when those products go out to many places in Australia, they know they're buying authentic Indigenous art, Australian authentic art.
That's been a real problem, the carpet bagging, I suppose, or the black cladding that's happened in the art world. How can that be stamped out, rubbed out for good?
By supporting people like ourselves who know the stories and know this bits and pieces and know the products. It's by people actually asking questions when they pick up a product. Is this authentic? Is this Australian made? And by products like that we supply, we know they can have the answer of yes, it is an Australian product. We know the stories. We know our artists. And that's one thing we pride ourselves on.
Erica,
and
how
then we also... Sorry?
You go.
And also the fact that we have a strong connection to community, you know, by providing the pathways and training and understanding their stories. You know, we do that by supporting our young artists in places like the Swells Sculptural Festival that was in Currumbin. I've been a part of Bleach. And finding opportunities. We were recently down at the the Bunjalal Markets at Kyogle on Saturday. And once again, we had our artist products there so we could tell the world, you know, tell whoever came that that's, you know, this is authentic. And we got to meet another young artist that we will take on board with us now.
Yeah, deadly. Erica, what about your business journey? How did you get into business?
I've always been involved in some business. I used to be a kindy teacher, which is a lot of paperwork and everything. But my husband is very much a businessman. And I think because I wanted to create those platforms, those pathways, I just basically took over the business that we're in. Took over the shop, sorry. Not the business, it's a different business. But took over the shop and just went from there. But I can't do it without support from my family and my husband and my children, and also from community, you know, connecting with everyone. It was just something that I've always been a bit of an entrepreneur along in various fields. So that's where I I'm going to make a lasting business from this. Those skills that I know I have that are innate.
What are some of the key challenges for our mob, starting up businesses, sustaining, I suppose, and scaling their business?
Starting up is actually probably financial. People can't see past that. How do I start this? Financial is probably the hardest one because they think, oh, it's Indigenous, so there's not a lot of support out there that for large amounts of money for Indigenous businesses. Yes, you can obtain small grants, but when you want to actually expand and create a bigger presence, that's where I find I'm having trouble with, you know, trying to purchase the wholesaling side. It's difficult to find that money. The other things is just finding those connections. I think just going out and meeting people and going to markets and meeting, you know, like the expo as well. I think there were some people there that were very, had only just started, and that's great that they were there because then people can see them. To ensure that you, wherever place you're starting your business, you start those conversations with elders, the Indigenous bodies within that area, so they know what you're doing, and then they can provide assistance or at least know about you.
Now, of course, this year's theme for Indigenous Business Month is Actions Today, Impact Tomorrow. What does that mean for you?
I think Business Day is that we have to look at our youth, create a solid platform, pathways for them and train them up. So then tomorrow they're capable of taking over those businesses or creating something even bigger and better.
What advice have you got for any of our mob out there looking to start a business?
You can't do it by yourself. You actually have to have somebody or people around you, good people around you to support you. Don't think you can do everything, that you're the master of everything. You know, if you need to create a website, find somebody to help you with that. If you need somebody just to help you with your books and accountancy, find somebody. Don't think you need to do it all by yourself. It is your business, but every business has a lot of good people behind them.
Yeah, well said. What about for corporates wanting to increase their engagement with Indigenous businesses? What advice have you got for the mainstream mob?
For the corporate to engage with business or for mob to engage with corporate?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, but both, I suppose.
Both of both? Okay. Doing exactly what we did on Friday, going out to expos, supplying your name and your services to different organisations. For corporate is to actually just take that first step and engage with First Nations people. Don't just think down the same pathway that you've done in the past. Think outside that box. What is out there? There are a myriad of young people, young businesses who have amazing stuff. It may be just one element, but use that one element and then find other things to marry up with it.
Well, it's been awesome to yarn with you today. Of course, how can people find you, Erica?
Okay, Dreamtime Artistry is, we have a physical space in Coolangatta. We're a website. We also are on Instagram, Dreamtime Artistry. And even just by contacting me, Erica Urell, ericaugumbe@gmail.com, I can provide, you know, answers to some of your questions and help you in any way. Because Dreamtime Artistry is not just providing beautiful, authentic Indigenous arts and crafts, we're actually connecting people with each other.
That's great work that you're doing, and it was great to connect with you at the expo as well. I love my piece, the snake that your daughter painted, and I just love it.
Oh, I'm real. Yeah, she was very happy that you really loved it, and yeah, she's looking forward to seeing it as a tattoo.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to look pretty deadly, I reckon.
I'm sure. But no, it's it was lovely to have met you and to be chatting to you. It's not something that I'm very capable of doing on a radio.
No, you're doing a great job.
But anyway, but I love talking to people. But yeah, no, just connect with us, give us a ring, look up Dreamtime Artistry on the website. I'm sorry, my dogs have just gone off. And come and see us. If you see us at the market, and that we're going to be at the Meanja Market in the 5th of November, I believe, in South Bank.
Yep.
So come on down.
Deadly. Erica Urell from Dreamtime Artistry, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best.
Nanyabu. And that's our show for today. You can catch up, of course, at AAA.org.au.